那 过往这一年当中 Pastor Ken 也就是说 有机会有几次一直来到我们当中来分享，那我相信神今天也要借着他继续对我们这教会这一年有一些新的勉励。那我们就预备我们的心，我们在神面前我们一同领受神的信息。然后把时间交给 Pastor Ken， Welcome Pastor Ken。 那赵金姐妹为我们翻译。
Good afternoon.
It is good to be with you again.
很高兴我又再次能来到这里。
I probably didn't need it, but it will work. How are you all?
你们好吗？
Are you well?
好不好？您是不是很蒙福啊？
That's good.
很蒙福。
When you're a blessed people, you can bless people.
当你们是蒙福的时候，你们就可以来祝福别人。
Maybe that doesn't work in Chinese.
或许中文也。
I want to talk to you today about the new creation that God has brought us into.
今天我想谈的是这个新的生命，这样一个主题，新的创造。
Many people don't recognize the supernatural way in which God has brought us to a new birth.
很多人不明白，其实我们重生是靠着一种神超自然的一个来源的。
So often our of faith in Jesus.Just goes as far as forgiving our sins.
所以很多时候我们对于这个耶稣救恩的理解，只是说是赦免了我们的罪，这样一个到这个程度。
But those who are in Christ are new people.
但实际上在基督里的是新造。
They have a new DNA.
他们有一个新的这样一个基因 ，DNA 的一个基因。
There has been a change take place on their inside.That makes itself plain on the outside.
他们里面有一个完全的一个改变，一个基因的改变，也让他们在外面表现出来。
In John chapter 1,
在约翰福音第一章
，John points out that the new creation comes from a supernatural source.
约翰指出来，我们是救恩是来自于一个超自然的资源。
In verse 14 of John chapter 1,
在第十四节。
John writes and says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us."
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
We have seen His glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
The glory of the one and only.
是父独生子的荣光。
Who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
他来自于父，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
You know that in the first verse of chapter 1 of John.
在这个约翰福音的第一章第一节
It says that in the beginning was the word
说太初有道
And the word was with God
道与神同在
And the word was God
道就是神
You recognize that you cannot think apart from words
所以你要明白如果没有神的话你是没有这个不能想的
My daughter-in-law, who is Chinese, has been studying Chinese characters.
我的媳妇是一个中国人，她一直在学中文。
And all the characters have pictures behind them.
每一个字的背后都有一个图。
Pictures and words go together.
所以图和字要走，要结合在一起。
And the pictures and the words give meaning.
所以图和字在一起就有了意思出来了。
The Greek word for word. The Greek word for word.
这个希腊文的这个道，希腊文的这个词的意思是
is more than word, it's reason.
不是只是字，而是一个有一个原因，一个道理。
I don't know if you've ever noticed in Proverbs chapter 8.
在这个箴言的第八章。
And verse 22.
在第二十二节。
It says, The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works.Before his deeds of old.
在耶和华造化的起头，在太初创造万物之先，就有了我。
In this place, Solomon, as he writes the Proverbs, is talking about wisdom.
在所罗门在写这段箴言的时候，是讲到智慧。
And so he goes on to say in verse 23, I was appointed from eternity.
所以在接下来二十三节，他说：“从亘古，从太初
，From the beginning, before the world began,
未有世界以前
，When there were no oceans, I was given birth.
没有大水的泉源，我已生出
；When there were no springs abounding with water,
没有深渊，没有大水的泉源
；Before the mountains were settled in place,
在大山未曾奠定。”
Before the hills, I was given birth.
小山没有之先，我已生出。
Before he made the earth or its fields.
耶和华还没有创造大地和田野，并世上的土质。
Or any of the dust of the world.
或世上的土质。
I was there.
我已生出。
Verse 30.
在第三十节说。
I was the craftsman at his side.
我在他那里为工师。
I was filled with delight day after day.
日日为他所喜爱。
Rejoicing always in his presence.
常常在他面前踊跃。
Rejoicing in his whole world.
踊跃在他为人预备可住之地。
And delighting in mankind.
也喜悦住在世人之间。
In 1 Corinthians, when Paul picks up this theme.
当在哥林多前书，保罗在描绘这个主题的时候。
He says, Jesus Christ is made unto us.
他说，耶稣基督是为我们而造的。
Wisdom.
智慧。
And righteousness.
公义。
And power.
还有能力。
Jesus is the wisdom of God.
耶稣是神的智慧。
He was the eternal word.
他是永恒的道。
Who became flesh.
成为肉身。
And dwelt among us.
住在我们当中。
In chapter 1 of John,
在,
and verse 33,
约翰福音第一章三十三节
John the Baptist says,
施洗约翰说
that he was told that the one on whom the Spirit came to rest,
说你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上
is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit,
谁就是用圣灵施洗的
I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God.
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
The new creation has a supernatural person as its beginning.
所以在开始的时候，新造的人就有一种超自然的这样一个位格在里面。
Look at verse 29.
我们看一下二十九节。
John writes and he says, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said.Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
次夜，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Now, for a long time, we may have thought that what he was talking about is that the Lamb of God would come and take away the guilt of the world.
开始我们想的这个神的羔羊是来拿走人的这种负罪的感。
Or take away the shame of the world.
或者是世上的这些羞耻感拿走。
But if you look over at 1 John,
如果你看约翰一书的时候
，Chapter 3,
在第三章
，in verses 5 and 6,
在第五、第六节
，John writes and says, "But you know that he appeared that he might take away our sins."
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪。
And in him is no sin.
在他并没有罪。
No one who lives in him keeps on sinning.
凡在他里面的就不会再犯罪。
No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him.
如果是继续犯罪的，就是向他犯罪，或者并不认识他。
As he writes this, it's plain that in John's mind.
所以是当约翰写这个的时候，在他的脑子里面很清楚的一个是。
Jesus came to take away our tendency to sin.
耶稣来是拿走、除掉我们里面那个要犯罪的倾向。
He came to make us new people who would live in a new way.
他把我们变成一个新造的人，用一种新的生活的方式来生活。
In Colossians 1 and 15,
在哥罗西书第一章第十五节，
Paul calls Jesus the firstborn of all creation.
保罗叫耶稣是万有之先头生的。
This reflects Proverbs chapter 8.
这个就反映出我们刚才读的箴言的第八章，
where the Logos word wisdom was before all of the creation that God made.
是在这个受造之前，神的智慧就在那里了。
And yet it says in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 6,
在希伯来书第一章的第六节。
And we're going to look at this one directly. Starting in verse 5, the writer of Hebrews says, You are my son, today I have become your father.
在第一章的第五节说：“你是我的
儿子，我今日生你。
”And I will be his father, and he will be my son.
我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world,
当神把他的长子带到世上来的时候
，He says, "Let all God's angels worship him."
是他说是让神的使者都来敬拜他。
This new creation begins with a new man.
所以这个新的创造是开始于一个新的人。
It begins with the wisdom word who came from heaven.
是从天上来的这个智慧的话语，从智慧的话语来的。
And took on our humanity.
造成我们人的形象。
In order to bring forth a new kind of person.
是为的来带来一个新造的人的样式。
Who was remade after his father's image.
但是他仍然保持有他父的形象。
When Paul talks about Jesus,
当保罗在谈到耶稣的时候，
he says that he is the last Adam.
他谈到他是末后的亚当。
Not the second Adam.
不是第二个亚当。
But the last Adam.
是最后一个亚当。
The last man.
是最后一个人。
Who was brought forth in order to bring forth a whole new race of people.
是为了带来一个新的一个人类。
When Paul writes in Galatians, he says, So then, nothing matters, not circumcision or uncircumcision, but a new creature.
所以在哥罗西书保罗说，隔离不隔离不是最重要的，重要的是一个新造的人。
Now when you go back to John chapter 1,
所以我们当我们在看到约翰福音第一章的时候，
We learn that the new creation requires a supernatural birth.
所以我们知道这个新造的世界是需要一个超自然的重生的。
You may have heard the child's story about the hen that was given duck eggs to hatch.
有没有听过一个故事，就是说那个一个母鸡来孵一个鸭子的蛋
？Duck.
Okay.
Duck.
对，母鸡好像去抚养一个鸭子的蛋，鸭蛋。
Quack quack quack. Quack quack quack.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. And in this children's story, when the eggs hatched,
在这个儿童的这个故事里面，当这个蛋被孵的时候
，the hen thought that they were like her.
这个母鸡想，这个蛋一定将来像它。
But when the little ducks saw the water,
当这些小鸭子看到水的时候
，the mother hen was all excited and scared.
这个鸡妈妈呢，就看到又高兴又紧张
，because the ducks headed for the water.
因为这些鸭子向水冲过去了
，but the hen doesn't like the water.
因为这个母鸡并不喜欢水
And she couldn't understand why these little things didn't do like she did.
她不明白为什么这些小家伙不去做像她做那样的事。
But they had a different DNA.
因为他们自己的受造是 DNA 是不一样的。
And the thing that the hen was afraid of, the ducks loved.
因为这个母鸡害怕，其实孩子们会离开。
And so it says in John 1:5.
所以在约翰福音第一章第五节说。
That the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不认识光。
The light was Jesus coming into the world.
这个光就是耶稣来到这个世界上。
And he was in men as conscience and as spirit.
他是在人在意识方在精神方面也像人的样式。
But they had forgotten how they were made.
但是他们忘记了是自己是怎么受造的。
They had become addicted to their flesh.
他们只是沉溺于自己的肉体。
And their minds were darkened.
他们的意识思想是黑暗的。
But when Jesus came and they saw his light, they didn't like him.
所以当耶稣来的时候，他们看到耶稣的光，可是他们却不喜欢他。
I was watching television about the things that live in caves.
我看一个电视，就是讲这个住在这种洞穴里面的故事。
And there are minnows that live in caves where there is no light.
就是他们住在这个洞穴里面，没有任何的光。
And the minnows have lost their eyes.
所以他们就是失去了这个视力。
They have no eyes anymore.
他们看再不能看见东西了。
The parents have no eyes.
他们父母也看不到东西了。
And the little fish are born without eyes.
所以他们的小的那些鱼生出来也没有。
So it says the light came into the world, but the world could not see it.
所以当光来到世界的时候，可是这个世界却看不见这个光。
But then in John chapter 1 and verse 12,
所以在第一章的第十二节
it says, To all who received, he came to his own and they did not receive him, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God.
所以十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Children born not of natural descent,
这些人不是从血气生的
，not of human decision or a husband's will，
或者不是从人的意思从丈夫的这个意愿生的
，but born from God，
乃是从神生的。
You know that in Greek，
在希腊文里面
，when it says born again，
当我们讲重生的时候
，it is a play on the word again，
是一个很坦白，就是再次的意思。
Because the word anothen。
因为这个Anothen 是吗
？Anothen，
希腊文 Anothen， OK， 希腊文的。
May mean either again or from above。
是意思意思是再一次，或者是在这个之上。
So all who are born again are born from above。
所以我们重生的，我们都是从上头生的。
This is not simply a matter of mind and will。
没有一个简单的方式是说从这个意愿上从思想上去重生。
But it is a supernatural action that changes us from the inside.
所以是一种超自然的力量从里面来改变我们。
You know that when Jesus went to a village, they would either receive him or they would reject him.
所以记得当耶稣到一个村庄的时候，他们或者去接纳他，或者就拒绝他。
But to those that received him,
对于那些接受他的
And believed on his name.
相信他名的人。
What is his name?
他的名是什么
？Yeshua. Jesus. What does it mean?
是什么意思呢？耶稣。
What does it mean? Savior.
是救赎主的意思。
So those who received him and believed that he was the Savior, to them he gave power and authority to become children of God.
所以对那些接受他的名，相信他是救赎主的，就从他。得到这个权柄，能够成为他的儿女。
Last week I was listening to Richard Long, who was preaching at Green Bank.
上个星期我在Green Bank一个教会听一个牧师讲道，就在这儿哈。
And he pointed out that in chapter 2,
他是讲到这个第二章。
There is a picture of this new birth in Jesus' first miracle.
所以在这个耶稣在世上的第一个神迹里面，其实就体现出这个重生的这个奇迹来了。
It says that he took the big jars that were to hold water.
他讲到他把那些装水的缸拿来。
And the water was to be used for washing the outsides of people.
所以那些水是用来洗外面的。
It was to be used for washing their hands before meals.
是用来在吃饭之前洗手的。
It was for an external application.
是为了在外面来使用的。
But what did he do with the water?
但是他用水做什么了呢？
They took the water, they put it in a pitcher.
他把这个水拿来。
And he prayed over it.
他先祷告了。
And it became wine. What do you do with wine?
所以变成了酒。那这个酒是用来做什么？
I mean, if you're not an evangelical, what do you do with wine?
如果你不是这个福音派，你拿酒做什么？
Someone said Jesus turned water into wine, and the evangelicals have been trying to turn it back ever since.
有的人说耶稣把水变成酒，但是很多福音派要把它返回去。
Where does the wine go?
所以酒到哪里去了？
Yeah, you're afraid to say. You're afraid to say.
不敢讲出来。
The wine goes on the inside.
所以酒喝下去进到了里面。
The washing of water goes on the outside.
所以是洗的水是在外面。
And Jesus gave them a picture of what the new birth was all about.
所以耶稣用这个图画来告诉他们什么是重生的意思。
He was offering them new wine that went inside them.
耶稣给他们提供一个新酒是在里面的。
And the Bible says that when you drink wine, it gives you a feeling of joy.
圣经上讲，当我们喝酒的时候，我们是心里有喜悦出来。
And what Jesus was offering was not what the Jews had offered, just the washing of the outside.
所以当耶稣来给他所奉献出来，他不是只是外面的水。
But rather, he was offering them something that would come to them and change them from the inside out.
而是给我们的是能够当我们喝下去的时候，我们从里到外都会改变的。
So those that received him and believed in his name, it says that he gave them the authority to become the sons of God.
所以他说，当我们接受他的名，接受他为救主的时候，他就给我们权柄，让我们成为他神的儿女。
This is a picture of the chickens becoming ducks.
这就是那个图画，就是刚才讲鸡变成鸭子的。
So that now the chickens who don't like the water,
所以当这个母鸡不喜欢这些水
，they like the water.
最后他们也变得喜欢水。
Then he goes on to say in chapter 3,
在约翰福音第三章说
，and verses 5 and 6,
在第五到第六节。
Starting in verse 3, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
我们从第三节看说，人若不重生，就不能见神的面。
And then Jesus said in verse 5, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit.
所以第五节耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，你人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
And here is the reason.Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit.
这个原因就是第六节，你从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
I understand that Chinese people are big on genealogies.
我知道这个中国人的家谱是很长的。
Who's your father, your grandfather, your great grandfather, your great great grandfather? It's important to you, right?
所以谁是你的祖父、曾祖父、曾曾祖父，这些都是很重要的。
And if you ever read the beginning of Genesis, when it says, and so-and-so begat so-and-so, and so-and-so begat so-and-so. So when your reading comes to that, it's kind of boring.
所以当你读创世纪第一章的时候，读到谁从谁生的，从谁生的，可能你读起来的时候会觉得很闷。
And so you skip over it.
所以你就越过去，通常就跳过，就不读了。
It is boring, isn't it?
是不是很
But what it tells us is that everything begets after its kind.
但是它告诉我们，什么东西都是有一个源头或者有个开始的。
But Jesus says that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
所以，但是耶稣告诉我们说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的才是灵。
And so when we receive Jesus and we believe in His name as Savior.
当我们接受耶稣的名，相信他是救主的时候，
We are born of the Spirit,
我们就承受了这个灵。
And our nature is changed.
我们这个本相就改变了。
Our DNA is changed.
我们这个基因就改变了。
So that whereas before we were allergic to the light,
所以在之前我们好像对这个光很敏感。
We are now attracted by the light.
我们不被光吸引。
There has been a change in our eyes.
但是我们的眼睛开始有变化了，有改变了。
There's been a change in our hearts.
在我们的心要改变了。
In 1 John chapter 3,
在约翰一书第三章
and verse 9,
第九节
John writing here says, No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning, because he has been born of God.
第九节说哈，凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
This is how we know who the children of God are.
这就是我们能够辨别出来神的儿女是什么。
And who are the children of the devil?
谁是魔鬼的儿女？
Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God.
凡不行义的就不是神的儿女。
Nor is anyone who does not love his brother.
不爱弟兄的也是如此。
Our natural inclination is to be selfish and to be angry with other people.
我们这个肉身的本相是我们是很自私的，我们也很容易迁怒于别人。
Our natural inclination is to do what pleases us and not what brings joy to another.
我们的肉身的私欲也是怎么样能让我们自己快乐，而是不是去关心别人的。
But those who have been born from above have had a change in their inner nature and in their attitudes.
但是我们重生从上头生呢，我们里面就会改变，我们的本相也会改变了。
And so they want to do good works and they want to walk in love with their brothers and sisters.
他们想做好的善事，他们想爱他们的弟兄姊妹。
This doesn't come from the outside.
这个不是从外面来的。
It's not like getting washed with water.
不是说像我们是拿外面的水洗一洗。
John says it springs up from our hearts and from the spirit within us.
约翰说它是从我们的里面，是从我们里面的灵出来的。
Now, the third thing is that the new creation produces a supernatural life.
第三点就是新造的人要产生一种超自然的有一种超自然的生活。
In the Gospel of John, in the first chapter,
在约翰福音第一章
and in verse 16,
在第十六节
it says, from the fullness of his grace,We have all received one blessing after another.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
Remember, I asked you if you were blessed.
记得我说，如果你是蒙福的。
If you are a person who is experiencing the blessings of His grace.
如果你经历过他的恩典和祝福的话。
You will be overflowing to bless other people.
你里面就会流出来这样一个愿意祝福别人的心。
If you find that God is blessing you and meeting your needs, you will have resources to meet the needs of others.
如果你觉得神祝福你，让你有资源去帮助别人，你就会真的有这个资源去帮助别人。
If you feel the comfort of the Holy Spirit, you will want to comfort others.
如果你跟圣灵有这种很美好的关系，你也愿意跟他人有这种好的关系。
Yesterday, I was trying to fix the downspout.On my eaves troughs.
昨天我想修我这个车上卡车上掉下来的一个什么漏水的管儿。
你的 roof.
The water comes down from the eaves trough.
在他房子上面有个漏水的管，他要修。
Yes, and I was putting the downspout back on. And I'm spatially challenged.
其实我是不是很我是有很大的挑战做这个事情。
I am not an engineer.
他不是我不是一个不是一个工程师。
And I couldn't figure out how to connect these two different types of pipe. You know, the long thin ones and the short fat ones.
我不知道怎么样 把这两个一个长的一个薄的这样一个管子接起来。
So I went to the store and I bought three of each.
所以我到店里面每一个都买了三个。
And then I do it like a jigsaw puzzle.
我就像拼这个拼图一样。
So when I was going up the ladder, I prayed.
但是我爬上那个梯子的时候，我祷告。
And I said, Father, please help me because I don't know how to put this together.
我说主啊，你帮助我，我不知道怎么把这放在一起。
It's like I pray when I do carpentry.
就像我做这个木工活的时候，我也是这样。
I always say, Jesus, you're the carpenter, not me.
说主，你是这个木匠，不是我。
Because I can measure three times and cut once, and it'll still be wrong.
但是我可以测量三次，但是还是不对。
And so I sincerely pray and I say, Jesus, please help me.
所以我特别诚心的祷告，耶稣，你帮助我。
So as I was climbing up the ladder, I prayed and I said, Father, please help me because I don't know how to put this together.
所以我爬上梯子，我祷告主耶稣，你帮助我，我不知道应该怎么做。
And this picture of how to do it came in my mind.
所以那个怎么做那个图画突然就出现在我的脑中。
Yes.
Yes. 成了。
Wasn't that a profound theological revelation?
是不是这是一个非常深远的一种一个像神。
I am blessed. I have one blessing after another.
所以我是蒙福的，我是恩上加恩，福上加福。
So you see, those who have the new birth come into the place of Jesus, and as Jesus was blessed, so we are blessed.
所以当这些重生，我们被祝福的时候，神祝福我们。
Because God shares with us everything that He has made available through His Son Jesus.
所以神借着他的儿子，能够让我们里面喜乐起来，祝福我们。
Now in John 6 and 57.
在第六章五十七节。在约翰福音第六章五十七节
It says that those who have been born again have a new appetite.
五十七节说那些重生的人他们是有一个新的口味
So Jesus says, just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me.
第五十七节说永活的父怎样差我来我又因父活着照样是我肉的人也要因我活着
This is the bread that came down from heaven.
这就是从天上降下来的粮
Your forefathers ate manna and died.
你们的祖宗吃过玛拿还是死了
But he who feeds on this bread will live forever.
但是吃这饼的人要永远活着
Jesus said in verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven.
所以第五十一节说我
If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever.
说我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就永远活着。这粮是我的肉。
Which I will give for the life of the world.
是为世人之生命所赐的。
The first pastor that I worked with when I was a student.
当我还是学生的时候，我第一个接触到的牧师。
Had been a missionary in northwest China.
在中国的西北地方做宣教士。
For 25 years.
做了有25年。
He translated the first Tibetan New Testament.
他翻译第一本这个藏文的那个新约。
And you know, back in those days, there were Chinese people who liked the missionaries because the missionaries fed them.
你知道那个时候，其实中国人很喜欢传教士，因为宣教士可以给他们一些食物吃。
And so one of the things that they would ask one another.
所以他们彼此相互相问的一个问题就是。
The Chinese people would ask one another.
他们就是中国人之间彼此问的一个问题是。
Have you eaten the doctrine yet?
你有没有吃一个教义？你吃过一个教义没有？
It's different than just eating the rice.
所以不是只是吃这个粮。
Not just eating the rice that the missionaries gave, but eating the teaching.
所以不是只是吃宣教士给他们的这个食物，而是要听到这个教义。
And so Jesus says, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood, they have life in them."
所以耶稣说，吃我肉喝我血的人，在他们里面有生命。
This is an acquired taste.It's a taste that you learn to appreciate.
所以这是这种是你要学会感恩的这个，你开了这个口味是要学习来感恩。
Kind of like chicken's feet.
就像吃这个鸡腿鸡脚鸡爪。
鸡爪。
鸡爪。凤爪。
It's not something that we like to eat.
是他们不太爱吃的。
But when we have come to Jesus and we have the new birth, we appreciate a new diet.
所以当我们认识耶稣，当我们有重生的时候，我们就开了一个新的口味，一个胃口。
Now notice that when he compares this to manna,
当他把这个粮和玛拿相比的时候，
he's making this point.
他这个观点是，
they ate manna every day, three times a day.For 40 years,
他们吃玛拿四十年之久，一日三次。
That whole generation ate manna three times a day.
那整个那一代人都是每一天吃三次玛拿。
And when they had snacks, they had manna snacks.
所以他们吃这个snack 怎么讲？小点茶点的时候，他们还是吃的玛拿。
That's hard, eh?
Snack.
And so when Jesus is comparing himself to manna, he's saying, this is not something that you just do once.
当耶稣把他自己的肉和这个玛拿比的时候，是说这个我的肉不是说你们只吃一次。
And so eats and drinks are both in the present tense.
所以吃和喝这个词都是现在时。
It doesn't say past tense has eaten.
而不是说曾经吃过了。
Or has drunk,
或者曾经喝过了。
But he says eats and drinks.
而是说就是吃喝。
It is important for us to realize that we have been brought into a new life, and the new life requires constant sustenance.
所以我们要明白一点，当我们有了这个新的生命的时候，我们需要这个新的生命是需要持续，需要一种力量持续坚持下去。
Nobody says, "Oh, I had a good meal 40 years ago."
没有人说哦，四十年前我吃了一顿很美味的餐。
And I've never eaten since.
所以我从那时候开始，我不用再吃了。
There's no meal that's that good.
没有一餐像那一餐那么好。
Jesus says, "He who eats me and drinks my blood has life in them."
耶稣说，你们吃我的肉，喝我的血，在你们里面就有我的生命。
This isn't an outward discipline.
这不是一个外在的一种说自律的行为。
I have to be really sick before I say to myself, I must eat.
有的时候，如果说我们跟自己说我得吃了，说明我们可能有生病了，我们才会这样逼着自己要吃东西。
Do you like to eat, Kevin? I like to eat at your house. You cook good food.
他喜欢到牧师家吃，因为牧师有很好的烹饪技术。
I like to eat.
我很喜欢吃。
It's a pleasure to me.
对我来说是一种很喜乐的事。
And so it is that when we have been born from above, we like to eat.
所以当我们从上头重生的时候，我们喜欢吃。
And Jesus is our favorite food.
是耶稣是我们最喜欢吃的食物。
Another thing that's really important is to look at John 3:18.
另一件很重要的是，我们要看一下约翰福音第三章。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned.
凡信他的人就不被定罪。
But whoever does not believe stands condemned already.
不信他的人仍然在已经被定罪了。
Because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
因为他不是相信为他们所舍命的耶稣基督。
It's a characteristic of the word believe in the New Testament that it always occurs in this context.In the present tense.
很多人相信这个新约的讲的是现在时的。
It's not that I believed in Jesus when I was 10.
不是说我在十岁的时候相信耶稣。
And have never believed since.
然后从那时候开始我再就没信过了。
I believed in Jesus when I was 10 and I still believe in Jesus now.
是应该这么说，是说我十岁的时候信主的，我今天仍然信他。
Believing in him is always present tense.
所以相信他永远是一个现在时。
It is our believing in him that brings us into his life.
所以因着相信他把我们的生命和他连接起来。
Jesus hasn't died, Jesus is alive.
耶稣已经死，但是耶稣复活了。
And we plug into his life by our believing today.
所以当我们今天相信他的时候，我们就和他的生命连接上了。
The supernatural birth brings forth a supernatural life.
所以这个超自然的生命带来的一种超自然的生命的方式。
My last point is that
最后一点
the new creation receives supernatural care.
所以我们新造的人，我们也接受也受超自然的这种看顾。
The book of Hebrews says that all creation is held together by the word of His power.
所以在希伯来书讲，所有新造的人都是因着他的话语的大能连接在一起。
The activity of the word did not cease when creation took place.
这个世界并没有看到这个重生是怎么发生的。
The power of the word is still active in creation, holding it all together in its proper order.
但是这个神的话语仍然在这个重生当中，按着次序仍然在发生着。
Creation was brought forth by the word of God.
重生是因着神的话来的。
And creation is sustained by the word of God.
重生也能够持续下去，也是因着神的话。
The new life was brought forth in us by the word of God.
我们的这个生命也是因着神的话有的。
And the life in us is sustained by the word of God.
我们里面这个新生命能够持续，能够是也是因着神的话。
In John 6:39.
在约翰福音第六章第69节。
John writes, "And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I should lose none of all that He has given me." But raise them up at the last day.
Which was 639. 第39节，第六章第39节说，那差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落。
And notice in verse 40 the emphasis on the present tense.
在第40节强调这是一个现在时。
For my Father's will is that everyone who looks present to the Son.And believes in him, present tense, shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
所以在这个里面讲到说，我的父叫一切见子而信的人，这个都是现在时说，叫见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
You see, if we have been born again by God,
所以我们当我们因着神重生的时候
，then he is like we are with our child that is just born.
就像就像他和我们的关系，就像我们和我们刚出生的孩子的那个关系。
We all say to the baby after it's born, "Okay, now go and get a job and support me."
我不会说当我的孩子刚出生就说去找个工作来支持我一下。
We look after the baby.
我们会照看这个孩子。
We change the baby.
我们给他换尿布。
We feed the baby.
我们给他喂奶。
We change the baby.
我们再换尿布。
Talk about meaningful work.You know, people want a job that is meaningful work.
然后他们又在想说，我还得要去开会了，要工作。
A baby is the opposite.
而孩子是反过来的。
Lots of work and no thanks.
然后呢，给他做了很多，却没听到一句谢谢。
And so when God creates something, He sustains something.
所以当神创造什么的时候，他神就会保守、保护这个，让他持续下去。
In verse 44 in chapter 6, John writes and says, No one can come unto me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
所以44节说，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
If you put the verbs in sequence, in their natural sequence, it says, God draws people. People believe because they're drawn.
所以如果我们把这个用一个普通的句子看这个动词的话，是说神把我们带进来，带向他。
And God will raise them up at the last day.
所以神在末日的时候要让他复活，要让他复活。
So then if you go on to verse 51,
在第51节
we return to this thought where Jesus says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven.If anyone present tense eats of this bread, he will live forever.
所以在第51节也说，我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，这个吃是现在时，就必永远活着。
One of the pastors that I worked with in my student days.
当我在学生时代，我曾经合作过的一个牧师。
Used to say that if you had someone who said that they were a new believer in Jesus.
如果有人说他是在耶稣里面是刚信主的。
But if they had no desire to read the Word.
如果他们没有这个渴慕神话语的心。
They were not real believers.
他们不是真正的信耶稣的。
This is very important because we can spend lots of time trying to get people to love the Word who have no love in their hearts for the Word.
我们这件事很重要的。我们可以花很多的时间让一个人去喜欢读这个话，可是呢，里面却没有神的爱。
So when you get people and you say to them, you should read the Word daily.
当你跟一个人说，你应该天天读神的话。
And they have no desire to read the word daily.
如果他们心里面没有那个渴慕去读。
The problem is not more discipline.
而这个问题不在于说让他更有这个更能够自律去读。
The problem is no life.
因为问题是在他的里面没有真正得着生命。
In chapter 6 and verse 65.
在第六章第六十五节。
John says, This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him.
耶稣说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。
When we come to the end of it and we begin to sum it up,
所以我们快结束的时候，我们要总结一下。
What we say is that which is born of God is kept by God.
我们要说的是，神所生的神会保守。
That which is born of God lives from God's food.
那些从神生的，他们要靠着神的话语而活。
The life of God is transmitted by faith in His Word.
所以神的这个生命是靠着他的话，我们就更新了。
The living Word, who is Jesus.
这个活的话语就是耶稣基督。
Who is God's life come to earth.
是神的生命来到了这个世界。
When Paul looks at this in Philippians chapter 2,
在腓立比书的第二章，
he summarizes this teaching that Jesus gave by saying, Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence,Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and act according to His good purpose.
在这个腓立比书第二章的第十二节说，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
A friend of mine lived in the city for most of his life.
我一个朋友他住在一个城市几乎他一生都住在那个城市。
And then he bought a farm just out west of the city.
在城市的西边他买了一个农场。
And he had never plowed a field before.
他从来没有种过田以前。
So he got a tractor.
他买了一个这个拖拉机。
And a plow.
然后去耕这个地。
And he set out to plow the field.
他出去是要耕这个地的。
And he drove down the field.
然后他就开着这个拖拉机来回在这个地方走。
And the line of his plow was all wiggly.
他耕出的那个田都是弯弯曲曲的。
And he looked at the neighbor's fields.
然后他看一看他的邻居的那个地。
And the farmers all had such straight.
那些农夫们，他们所刨出的那个线非常的直。
And he was embarrassed.
他就感到很不好意思。
And so he thought about how he had done it.
他就在想他怎么做的。
And he took another field.
然后他就又去找了一块地。
And this time when he started out, he looked down to the end of the field.
这次呢，他开始开的时候，他就一直盯着那个最终的那个地方。
And he saw a post.
他看到那有个柱子。
And he aimed his tractor at the post.
然后他就立定命啊目标向着那个柱子开过去。
And he dropped the plow.
然后他把这个这个耕的这个东西掉弄下来。
And he headed for the post.
然后他就一直朝着那个柱子开过去。
And when he got to the other end, he looked back.
然后他到了那边的时候，他回头看。
And it was a straight furrow.
非常直的一条沟。
And he realized what this is saying.
所以他明白了这个地方所讲的。
The idea of working out your salvation is plowing a straight furrow.
我们能够在我们的救恩上行出来，是说我们要耕这一条直的沟。
When you look at some Christians' lives,
当你看某些基督徒的生活的时候，
their lives are all wiggly.
他们的生命的轨迹是弯弯曲曲的。
Because they haven't kept their eyes on the goal.
因为他们没有把眼睛定睛在那个目标上。
But if we keep our eyes on the goal,
如果我们把眼睛定睛在那个目标上，
we will discover that God is working within us to will and to do what pleases Him.
你就会发现神在我们里面工作，会帮助我们去完成他的旨意以及那个目标。
God is at work in you.
神在你里面工作。
If you have confessed Jesus as your Savior,
如果你承认耶稣是你的救主，
and if you have received Him into your life,
如果你接受他到你的生命中来，
a supernatural change has occurred in your heart.
在你的心里就会发生这种超自然的这种改变。
And you will be satisfied as you feed on Jesus.
当你接受神的话语，被神的话语喂养的时候，你就得满足。
And if you keep your eye on the goal,
如果你定睛在这个目标上，
your life will not be wiggly.
你的生命的轨迹就不是弯弯曲曲的。
And you will find that as you live,
你就会发现，当你往前走的时候，
God will be working with you and in you.
神会在你旁边，也在你里面和你同工。
In order that you can please Him,
是为了你能够讨他的喜悦。
Because Paul assures us,
因为保罗用他的话语给我们这样一个确据，
and Jesus confirms,
然后耶稣也这样肯定过，
that at some time every one of us will give account to God,
因为有一天每个人我们都要向神交账。
For my sister,
为着姊妹，
No, every one of us will give account to God for himself.
是每个人都要为着自己来向神交账。
For himself.
是为他自己。
Thank God, he has not left us alone.
感谢主，他并没有留下我们相
伴。But he's given us the Holy Spirit.
他把圣灵赐给我们。
Who is at work within us.
是在我们里面工作。
To live lives that are pleasing to God.
是让我们活出一个讨神喜悦的生命。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you haven't given us some new ethic to live.
主，我们感谢你，你给我们这样一个新的力量来生活。
But you've given us Jesus.
你给了我们耶稣。
Who helps us to do little things.
耶稣帮助我们在小事上。
And great things.
在大事上。
Thank you for Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
Thank you for new life through Him.
谢谢透过你带给我们的新的生命。
Thank you for good food through Him.
谢谢你从你而来的这个好食物。
Thank you for the sustaining power of the Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵给我们这种永恒持久的能力。
Who teaches us so we can understand?
教导我们，让我们可以明白认识你。
Thank you for the power to live a new life.
谢谢你给我们这种能力，让我们活出一个新生命的样式。
And walk in a straight line.
我们走一条直的路。
Thank you, Father, for all of your supply.
谢谢天父，谢谢你所有的供应。
We bless you in Jesus' name.
我们祝福大家，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.